This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All righty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio as we are hanging out and sounding off. This is our sound off edition here of Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher hanging out with Mary Goulet. Hello. Mary Goulet. Richie Ote, what's up, baby?
How's it going?
And wait, hanging it down there in the studio as well. Howdy, howdy. All right, so for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, welcome, and we appreciate you, and we love you. And we do broadcast live every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific, and you can join us at reinventionradio.com. And if you have any questions at all for us, you can call us at 1-844-MR-BOLD-1. That's 1-844-MR-BOLD-1. And leave a message. You got a comment on a past show. You got a question for the host, for the past guest. Anything that comes to mind there, we'd love to hear from you. So you can leave a message on the Reinvention Radio line there. And so because we do broadcast on Thursdays from 12 until 2, that puts us right smack dab in the middle of lunchtime. And occasionally we get a little grumbles here. And we used to be sponsored by Frito-Lay, and I don't know what happened to our Frito-Lay sponsor, but we want them back with their – although technically we should probably move on to a different sponsor.
I'm on a – you see how –
Not you.
This,
I know.
As soon as we lost our sponsor, you see how different I look,
you
right?
You lost 55 pounds in like the almost 60 pounds.
That's crazy.
Unreal. And actually, wow. You know, and the crazy thing is like you didn't look heavy then. And you don't look like crazy skinny now.
Because I'm 6'3", so it's easier to spread it around.
Yes, ladies. Yes, ladies. There's lots of rich to go around. 60 pounds looks a heck of a lot different on 5'3" than it does on 6'3", doesn't it? But anyway, so it's lunchtime here, and occasionally we get we get a little hunger thing going, and we bring in some snacks and so on. But one of the things that that just came to light, and I don't know if you guys – do you occasionally – I mean, you got kids and – Richie, you got a little in, and Wade, you know, you've got yourself. You got Tino.
And that's keeping him fed is critical.
That is critical. So, you know, do you guys occasionally do some fast food stuff? I mean, do you ever do like the McDonald's or the Subways or the Wendy's, or do you?
Only daily.
Only daily. Okay, yeah, I saw the KFC box there, so I knew where that answer was going with you, Wade. But do you ever do?
I rarely do, but yesterday I had Rubio's.
Rubio's, does that count though? Is like, because that's
not like Jack
in the Box. That's like real food. Like you eat there and you actually feel decent.
Well, like, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff you can get in each place.
Well,
right?
That's like, true.
You can get.
What could you get at McDonald's though that would actually make you feel decent after you had it?
Well, they're changing their menu. I haven't been in there, but like they're trying to be
salad?
More towards Starbucks-y
even their
style.
Salad is like full of. You know, croutons that are GMO'd and, you know, like their dressing is like monosodium glutamate, the first ingredient on the, but yeah, all right. So maybe a salad, that sort of thing.
A dry salad.
A dry salad. So, so occasionally my boys like Subway and so we take them to Subway and, you know, Subway's decent. You get a little sandwich there. And I thought I was a good dad. You know, I thought I was a good dad. I thought I was doing well by them, having them, you know, eat nutritious things. My youngest now is a vegetarian, so he does great. He's been a vegetarian now for over a year, and, you know, we get some stuff there, usually egg and cheese and that sort of thing. And he loves all that. So there you go. How bad can vegetables be and eggs and cheese? Okay, cool. And my older boy, you know, he likes his chicken. So he likes his chicken teriyaki and the oven roasted chickens and, you know, these sort of things. And I'm like, okay, well, that's, you know, that's good. It's better than salami, right? I mean, salami is God knows what, right?
It's all the leftovers stuck together.
Oh, that's so gross.
You know, it's like, or
that's what it looks like, too.
Or ham, you know, I mean, ham's not the most nutritious of all, because all the sulfites and everything else. So I thought I was doing the right thing and saying, okay, go ahead, you know, you want the chicken? Sure, go ahead and have the chicken. Well, guess what?
What?
It's one of the most hormoned out things.
The Subway chicken evidently isn't even chicken. Like, technically, I don't know what the threshold is on what something – you're looking at me very perplexed, Mary.
Yeah, what is it?
So I don't know what the threshold is of, like, from a percentage standpoint. Like, if I go to KFC, which, wait, I know you do, and occasionally we do as well, I'm getting chicken. So, like, it looks like a chicken. It's on a bone. It comes like chicken usually comes. So I'm figuring it's got to be at least what they advertise it to be, which is chicken. Not at Subway.
You've had one, right? That surprises you?
At Subway, the chicken?
Have you seen the texture of that thing?
Well, it's interesting because they just did a a study. Basically, I guess the scientists kind of were bored out of their minds. And they're like, what can we do? Oh, I know what we'll do. Let's test the food at the fast food restaurants and just see what's really in the stuff that you know, half of America is consuming on a daily basis. And what they found, scary, what they found is that the oven roasted chicken. Talk about reinventing stuff. They are reinventing chicken at Subway here, because the oven roasted chicken tested as 53.6% actual chicken DNA, while strips of its sweet onion chicken teriyaki registered at 42.8%.
What other stuff is in there?
Actual chicken. So the chickens are happy, right? I mean, I guess that's the upside of the story. You got to look for the silver lining and everything. So the chickens have got to be happy because, you know, they're using a lot less chicken to make what they're calling chicken. But reality is, it says, you know, straight from the store chicken, of course, should test at 100%. So it kind of makes you wonder what the other stuff is. Wendy's chicken sandwich is 88.5% chicken. But that's exactly right. That's exactly right. So most of the chicken's non-meat DNA is soy. So, I mean, I guess that's not awful, but isn't that like false advertising? Like, shouldn't they be...
Some people are allergic to soy, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Then that would be really bad if you think you're going there and you're getting chicken and you're getting half chicken, half soy. So, yeah, that would be awful.
But, little one start eating it now?
Right, because it's soy, right? I'm just telling, no, it's not chicken. It's actually, it's mostly soy. So, right, so now we can get him eating that. But
just make sure it's the right half.
Right?
Yeah, but, right.
Now, they may have changed things recently, but about a decade, 15 years ago, a girl I was dating couldn't handle beef very well, you know, hamburgers and such.
Mm-hmm.
But McRestaurant that will be unnamed, she was able to eat their regular hamburgers because, ooh, at least at that time, there's so much soy in it that it made it digestible.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, you know, this is that magical time of year where all of us become Irish. And by the way, we just passed Lent, right? I mean, that was our Ash Wednesday or
Ash
whatever.
Ash Wednesday yesterday.
Did you do it? Did you have course you did. You're like, you're St. Mary. Of course you did.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And my daughters are really cute because they go to a Catholic school and they got in the car and their crosses were really nicely done and still on their forehead. And they wore them proudly throughout the rest of the day. It was cool.
So how long do you have to keep that on, by the way? I'm a Jew, so I don't know that answer.
You can wash it off when you wash your face at night.
So, do you have to keep it on, like, all day until you...
I mean...
Is there at what point are you, like, a bad Catholic? You know, like, if you keep it on for, like, 3 hours, are you, like, a good Catholic? But like, the over-under on how long you keep that on, like, a good Catholic keeps it on for, like... 4, 5, or 6 hours.
If you don't want to keep it on, then go to the latest mass possible in the day. Go to the 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock mass.
You go when it's
nighttime.
And then
go home, wash your face, and go to bed.
Because it was.
But
funny.
I went to the 8 a.m.
The 8 a.m. So you are a good Catholic because you had it on like all day until that evening wash off thingy. Yeah. All right. So I don't know, because like being Jewish, we never like I got jealous. You know, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I got kind of jealous as a kid because, like, you know, the other religions, they all had their thing, you know, like the Ash Wednesday thing. And then,
well, there's varied in even your religion too, right? Just because you say Jewish, there's a lot that they're super strict, right?
But that's like Orthodox. Those are like ultra Jews.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like super Jews.
Certain, I don't remember exactly which one, but like Yom Kippur is one. Like, you're not even, you're not supposed to eat this. You're not supposed to, like, some of them take it to this, like, no, you don't even brush your teeth.
No, like super Jews.
You don't
even
brush your teeth. Like, nothing.
Yom Kippur is like a 6 month thing when you're a super Jew. I mean, it's like you don't do anything. And then there are people, actually, our next door neighbors are Orthodox.
Really?
Yeah, they are Orthodox. And, you know, every Friday they walk everywhere. Saturday you can't do anything. And, they got like a refrigerator for the milk and a refrigerator for the meat and or milk and meat or whatever it is. I am like the world's worst Jew. I mean, I will be the first to admit that. But it kind of got me like thinking here, because I saw some posts and all these people are like super proud of, you know, the fact that they went. And then the people who don't do the Ash Wednesday thing, they're like, you got dirt. You know, you got some.
You got something on your forehead.
You got something on your forehead. Right?
So one gal yesterday, just there's a reception somewhere, and she goes, oh, which church did you go to? I'm like, you know, St. John's. She goes, yeah, I had to be at work too early to get there.
Is St. John's like a big thing in Encinitas where you are? Is that that's
it's the
big...
main Catholic church in Encinitas.
Mm-hmm. And so, Richie, did you, because you were raised Catholic, right? I mean, you're
raised
Mexican. You know, that's another religion in Mexico, by the way? I don't think there is. No.
Nope.
It's pretty much Catholic.
And it's the only religion where, like, people actually name, you know, their kids after the, like, the, like, you don't see kids running around with, like, the name of Buddha. You know, it's like, you don't see any Indians naming their kids Buddha. You know what I mean? But you see a lot of Mexican kids running around, other Hispanics running around with, like, Jesus, you know, of course.
Jesus.
Jesus.
No,
but,
I was
extra Catholic there. Yeah.
Don't practice the same. Super thankful for my experience with it. But then my path just led to study all the religions and look for what was common in them all instead of what was different in them all.
Yeah.
And I kind of have my own practice.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. So last Tuesday, this past couple of days, there was Mardi Gras, right? The Fat Tuesday. And they do that whole thing. And so, I mean, I think it's kind of it's interesting how once a year, you know, people go out and they use religion as an excuse to show boobies and get beads, and you know, and
that's
we,
America. That's not religion.
We need that in the Jewish faith. We need to find that one. We need to find our day, right? So it's like I just think, you know, at the end of the day here, when you're going out and you're eating, you want 100%. You know, of what it is that you order, right? Fairly so, and I understand what the uproar is about the Subway stuff. Well, in the religious world, I think it's the same thing. I mean, you should either be 100% all in, or, you know, just kind of call it what it is. And so my hope here is that my challenge here is that we can reinvent some of the other religions so we can come up with a day that we can all have the same sort of fun and put things on our body and walk around with pride. That's my goal. That's the challenge.
Okay.
Isn't that New Year's?
Is that New Year's? Is that what it is?
I mean, that's when everybody just says.
Yeah.
You
all right.
Just
well, then there you go.
Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulscher, visit reinventionradio.com. One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What?, Steve Ulscher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.